More evidence that the media has changed forever. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You remember Joe the Plumber?
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it? Well, I'm getting taxed more and more.
Yes, his famous confrontation with Barack Obama over taxes. It turns out Obama wasn't going to tax him, but actually give him money. But by asking the kind of questions starry-eyed reporters weren't asking, he became famous. And he couldn't be a plumber anymore.
You know, now I can't work. Now I can't do a lot of different things.
But he's got a new career now. He started as a kind of reporter. Well, now he's going to be a full-time reporter. Joe is going to the Middle East.
And so I'm going to go over there and interview some Israeli soldiers, civilian population, and get their take on what's going on.
Samuel Joe Wurzelbacher is going to Israel to report for Pajamas TV, an insurgent online network headquartered in L.A., which takes aim at the mainstream media by putting high-traffic conservative bloggers on camera and hiring unconventional reporters like Joe. The reaction from the regular media to Joe has been pretty snarky. Here's CNN.
Wurzelbacher has made the most of his fame establishing a website where he's selling his book, which his publisher says is selling in significant numbers for a one-time plumber.
But PJTV loves the attention and plans to hire other ordinary Americans as correspondents. Professors of journalism will say this is a dangerous precedent. What qualifies him to be a reporter? But the answer is easy. The number of hits on the website. Frankly, I think the only thing more dangerous than Joe the Plumber becoming a reporter would be if reporters thought they could become plumbers. That would be dangerous. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.